That was good because I'd be really squeaky if I hadn't just sung, so. I have the pleasure of introducing Katie. Katie Broder lives with her mom and dad and younger sister Sarah in Elliott, Maine. She goes to Berwick Academy, where she's consistently an honor or high honor student, performs in musical productions, and has won academic awards. As you know, she's also sung in the treble choir, but she's taking a break from that right now. I'm now not so secretly hoping that maybe she and my daughter will both decide to join the adult choir at some point. I'm quite sure she has many other accomplishments that I'm not aware of, but I don't want to build up the pressure too much. I've had the privilege of teaching her and the others here in this class several years, and I want to tell you what a pleasure it is to see them all progress the way they have. It's also a good thing that we introduce them before they talk, because those tears, boy, they're tough to fight back. From the time that the kids found it absolutely impossible to keep all four legs of the chair on the ground simultaneously, to when they started asking really good questions and expressing deep thoughts and heartfelt opinions, it has been an absolute honor to participate in their growth as you youths, as members of this church, community, and as young citizens of this great country. There are so many things that go wrong in life, so many injustices and tragedies, and the older I get, the easier it is to become negative. But then I think on, or plug back into, in the case of teaching kids like these, and find, no, these kids are exceptional. They will not be part of the problem. They will be part of the solution. Katie Broder.